very, very interesting entrance of a bris. The parasha talks about in the Sovim Hayoim Kulchem all standing, Nifnei Hashem Lekechem, various different levels of Klal Yisrael. La'ovrecho bivris Hashem Lekecho, to cross into a covenant with Hashem, Asher Hashem Lekecho Kuris Imcho Hayoim. The Kodesh Baruch Hu is making a covenant, a bris with you today. Man hokim oischa hayoim loy la'om, you should be a nation where yelachol elekim, who you to be to you the God, kash dibaloch, v'kash nishbala v'sechol Avram li'yitzchok u'li'akiv. I'm not making a covenant just with you. Ki es asher yeshnu poi mona hayoim, those people who are standing here today, ve es asher nenu poi mona hayoim, that those who are not standing here today. Now, Rabbi Yisrael, you have to understand what's going on over here. Klal Yisrael went through an amazing sound and light experience at Har Sinai, where Kosh Baruch made the bris and chayriv. Kosh Baruch made the covenant and chayriv, nasiv and nishma. We made the bris of the Kosh Baruch then. It's brought down in many places in the Torah. What is the necessity? What is the idea behind this new bris that Moshe Rabbeinu is making now in Parshas Netzavim? Why is that necessary? What is this new bris that did not take place at Sinai? What's the idea behind it? And if it could have been at Sinai, the bris, why is it necessary to have it again over here? What's the idea behind this? So the Ramban and other Rishonim explain that, looking at the Ramban carefully, but Bekitzer, he says that over here there is a difference. Because a bris over here is loyle itchem levadchem anoichem kares a bris azoyis. I'm not making a bris just to you. Kies asher yeishnoi poi mona oimid hayoyim va'eis asher enenu poi mona hayoyim. He's making a bris with those people who are standing there today, and for those people who are not standing there today. In other words, with the future generations, a bris is being made with the future generations as well. In Sinai, the bris was made for that generation. The main people who are standing there. But the bris today, by the Parashat Netzavim, is a bris that was done for the future generations. So just all we've done is just refer the question a little bit further down. What is the purpose? Why was it necessary to make this new bris? Why was it not possible to make the bris at Chirev, at Sinai, rather making a new bris for future generations of Parashat Netzavim? What changed over there to over here? One question. Another question is, there is a difference in Pesukim in Parshas Kisavoy to Parshas Netzavim. In Parshas Netzavim, it brings a Loshon in Perik Lamed, Posuk Vav, Omar Hashem Alekecha, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will moldu like Mila to cut Es Levavcha ve Es Levav Zarecha. Rosh Tevis Elo, Es Levavcha ve Es Levav Zarecha. He'll do a Mila. Yeah? In other words, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will do this kind of Mila, he'll cut away the cut away what's necessary. In Parshas Kisavoy, it brings a different lashon. Parshas Kisavoy says, "Umaltem is orlas levavchem." HaKadosh Baruch Hu will cut the orla of your heart. What is the difference between orlas levavchem and Parshas Kisavoy? And this week's parsha of Molashem Lekech is a vavchol for es levav zarecho. Now, I want to say over something which is a fascinating insight. Unfortunately, we have very, very little time to get this clear, but it gives us an enormous understanding of what is happening to us on Rosh Hashanah, as well as what's happening to us with this bris in this week's parasha. It's a very, very beautiful insight. And it's based on the Hashem Mishmol. The Hashem Mishmol, the Sochot Shavah brings it, but in fact, I've already seen this brought down from the Rishonim many, many, many generations before the Hashem Mishmol, that Drash HaSaran brings us, and he says as follows. In there are intrinsically two elements, there are two parts of what makes a person behave in a particular way. One is his intellect. He makes decisions. He analyzes a situation, and with his intellect, he is able to make decisions based on his intellect, which are sometimes right, and unfortunately sometimes wrong. A person reaches wrong conclusions, a person makes mistakes, a person sometimes does wonderful things, but intellect is a major part of the decisions he makes. But besides that, there is certain, there's a much more underlying, deeper, psychological middos element that also makes a person behave in a particular way. There's middos. And those middos, those traits, are given to a person at birth. Those traits may be bring a person to taiva, to gaiva, to kas, to various different things which can be used for good or for the bad. But those are inbuilt elements of his character traits that come from the very, very early on, that are very, very deep within his who he is, right? His character traits. Yeah, the character traits are within what the person is, and also there is the ideas, the intellectual process of how he processes information. Now this is fascinating. This is amazing. Avraham Avinu sent Eliezer to find a wife for his son Yitzchok. Right? Where did he send his wife? Now Avraham Avinu had plenty to him who were not Oivdei Avodah Zarah. He had people who became Geirim. Yeah? People who were serving Ribbono Shel Olam in a particular way. Where did he send his Eliezer to find a wife? By his own family. Now this family that he had were Oivdei Avodah Zarah. Besuel, Lavan says, I cleared all the Avodah Zarah, the Oivdei Avodah Zarah. Why was it that he chose to take a wife from a family who are Oivdei Avodah Zarah rather than taking from people who are keeping, as it were, the mitzvahs? Says the Ran, the Droshes Ran, this is amazing, he says, because ultimately there's a very big difference between the two. Avraham Avinu's family had intrinsically good midas. They had good character traits. They were good people. They had good midas. Unfortunately, there's a problem in their decision making. There's a problem in the way they intellectualized and valued certain Avodah Zarah when they shouldn't have valued, given it that much value. But intrinsically, they were good people. When you want to build a family, when you want to build Klal Yisrael, what's important to us is good genes, is good midas, good traits. That is more important than people who, at this stage, have intellectually come to realization that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a right God, because that next generation, you can lose that. I've come to this decision, next generation, the side decision, they can lose that. Better to get Oivdei Avodah Zarah from the family who have good midas, than to get people who have bad midas, who are ultimately at this generation serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Genetic yichus is very, very important. The Doir Deya, they were a Doir of Das. They were intellectual. They were not people who were born as Jews. They went through Torah. They hadn't lived with a Tahara. They hadn't lived with the Torah, living, keeping the mitzvah for all that time. They were a generation that were fresh to all this. But they intellectualized. They were able to conceptualize. They were able to understand the importance and the necessity to keep the Torah. They had Das. You cannot make a bris with people for future generations on something that is based on Das. Because I have this particular conclusion, my next generation can get different information, they'll process it differently, and they come to a different conclusion. Therefore the bris of Avodah HaSinai could not possibly be to anyone but those people who were at the time at Sinai, because ultimately they were a Doir Deor, a generation of Das. Says Hashem Mishmul, however, the Doir that came into Eretz Yisrael, the Moshe Rabbeinu is speaking to the Parshas and Tzavim, were a Doir of Lev. These people were people who were born with Midas Tovis. They were character traits that were fixed, that they were more involved, brought down Zohar HaKadosh as well, they were more involved, more in touch with their Midas. If you're more in touch with the Midas, Midas go from generation to generation to generation. And therefore, that's why in this week's parasha, you're able to make a bris, you're able to make a covenant, not just with this generation. If this generation is pure enough with the midas, we can involve all the other generations, because it's going to naturally inspire all the other generations to behave in that particular way, because that is the way midas tovus work. That is the way it works. And therefore, in Bayi Hashim, now you couldn't make a bris with them because it's all intellect. That changes from generation to generation. This week's parasha is all about Lev. We're dealing with a generation that's going to Eretz Yisrael, that is Lev, that we can be Mechayev. Therefore, we can create a bris with these people, and also that's going to carry on from generation to generation. That is why the bris is done with now the future generation, which cannot be done at Har Sinai. That Peshat, says in Shem Mishmul, the difference between V'martim es Olas Levavchem, Olas Levavchem, and this week's parasha of Malach Shemekech is Levavchel, is Levavzarechel. There are two separate things. There is something that is Olas Levavchem. Olas Levavchem is an Ola that is on our lathe. In other words, our lathe is our decision-making process, which is doing very well. But because we have messed up making decisions, we have covered up like an Ola, with like a foreskin, we have covered up with Tumah those decisions with our decisions we have created a tumah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I will cut away that olas levavchem. I'll cut away the ola, and you'll be able to intellectualize, get back to where you should be focusing on, and you should have the correct decision-making process from now on. In this week's parasha, Umalashen lekeches levavchot, levav zarecho, this levavchot, levav zarecho, you and your future generations, is getting back into the shayush of our midas. Umalashen lekeches levav zarecho, if a Kodesh Baruch Hu does your mila, if a Kodesh Baruch Hu is able to adapt and to be able to help us with changing our midas in our generation, that will make a generation to generation difference for all future generations. That's why all of Avachim and Molashim the Vavchol. So Rabbi says, what do we see from here? That there are two different levels of the way a person ultimately behaves. There's a level over here of where a person makes decisions, and there is a level of where a person is not to do with so much the mind, it's got to do with the midas, with the character traits a person has. And that's Peshat's why, by Sinai, that was all about decisions based on intellect. You cannot make a bris with them. But when it comes to generations of behaving in a particular way, the character traits, we have the key to machai future generations too.
These were the children of the same people who were at Sinai.
Yes. But that's a generation of having the Torah. Torah changes one's midas. These are people who are super, they had all their intellectual background behind it, plus they have now where Torah mamish changes one's midas. These were the super midas generation.
There's this thing that the closer the Sinai, the greater the person.
Correct.
Each person, that's why each generation has their respect.
Correct. Correct.
So they were the first generation.
Correct, but they focus on their intellect. A person can be a fantastic intellectual, and they were on a high level in intellect more than anybody else. But once you drop from that level, we've lost everything. Midas tovos carry on for generation, whether you know, that's within our character, that's who we are, within our deep psyche. That is why they explain the idea between the different kind of tekiyas we have on Rosh Hashanah. It's brought down in the Yerushalmi that when the sultan hears the first tekiyas, he gets a little bit mixed up. When he hears the second tekiyas, he gets very mixed up and he thinks Mashiach is coming. The sultan's a very smart chap. He manages to get a lot of people to do some very, very strange things. Well, how do you get all mixed up? The idea is that the first tekiyas, or tekiyas to Meyushev. What's Meyushev? Meyushev means we are able to intellectualize, we are settled. This is an intellectual Yetzer Hara. That is a focus of where we're using our mind. That is very easy to do tshuva, because of course you blow the shofar and you realize, you wake up, you made an intellectual mistake. So the first tekiyas we are able to change by poshut waking up. In other words, we brought the tumah on ourselves, we can remove the tumah. It was a mistake. Intellectually made a mistake. Fine, let's go back to where we came from and start. That's going back to Sinai, that's a shofar of Sinai, going back to intellectual, going back to where we are. Mash'enka in the second tekiyas, tekiyas to ma'umud. Tekiyas to ma'umud means we are standing up, accepting from HaKadosh Baruch Hu something that we can't do ourselves. That is something that is a deep character trait within ourselves, that we need HaKadosh Baruch Hu to help us to create a new who we are. I can't, I'm a Baal Kaf, I'm a Baal Tai, what should I do? Enechanami, there's very little you can do. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when you're standing by Sinai, by Tir Shefer, we can ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu to change our midas. Ultimately, can change our minister who we are. That's Peshat. I thought of this passage. Baruch Shem, the Malbim says this: Leiv Chodosh Bor Li Alekim, Leiv Chodosh, a new heart. Bor Li Alekim. What Bor Li Alekim? A Kodesh Baruch Hu create a new heart. What's a new heart? Rabbi Shem, I'm a Baal Taiva. Rabbi Shem, I'm a Baal Gaiva. Rabbi Shem, Bor Li Alekim, create for me a new heart. Make me different. Make my character traits different. The ruach chodosh chadesh bekirbi, but the ruach, bring back to me from an intellectual basis of the mistakes I made before. Return them to back the way they were, and that is Rabbi Yisai, the understanding, therefore, of how can we possibly ask, stand up in Rosh Hashanah and ask for schus obus. Rabbi Shleilam, look at us, terrible. But we're children of Avraham Avinu, Yitzchok, Yaakov. How does that help us? What difference does it make to us? How does that help us? On the contrary, if a person has a father who's a tremendous tzaddik and they're a rasha, then it doesn't look very much. It doesn't look very good. If the person's a rasha, what can you expect? We have tremendous tzaddikim as fathers. We look at us. Don't use chusavos. What's the idea behind that? Explains Reb Dessler fantastically. So chusavos is from the word zakus avos. It's a purity of the midas that the Avraham Avinu Yitzchak Avinu had that is within our very makeup. We have those same midas. We have the ability to stand up and do what Avraham Avinu Yitzchak Avinu Yaakov Avinu did because we are the grandchildren. We have that zakus hamidus. We have the purity of midas that is all the way back, and therefore we stand up on Rosh Hashanah and say Rabbeinu Shleilam. Look at the way we are, but deep within us, we have the ability to be Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. We are their grandchildren. We have the fabric of their genes that is so amazing that we can make this difference. This is a fantastic thought, and it can be brought down in many, many different levels. But Rabbein Shlomo has given us opportunity to change both the way that intellectually, the way we think, that is by Tzkiyas Dama Yishuv, and also to change the way we feel. To change our middle, so we have ability to change that as well. That's the key to Ma'umah, Kushmokhi, that's Yatta Bishmaya. And that's why there's a difference between Choyrev Bahasina, which is intellectual, and the idea behind why Netzovim is an ability to ultimately change something for future generations because dealing here with the middle. And that's the difference between Orlas Liboy in the previous generation, and Morashim Lekech the Vavcho, not dealing with the Orlas Alev, but dealing with a Mol, which is dealing here with integral part of what's going on.
Relevant to Geirin?
Geirin, they say, is impossible for a Jew to become a Goy and a Goy to become a Jew.
Hmm.
Yeah? Yeah? It must be that they came all the way from the Sinai. But you're right. There are certain generations who are such bad midas, they cannot become Jews ever. Ammon and Moav are such bad people that never become Jews. Mitzrayim can become Jews, but it takes three generations for them to become Jews. Give Oyegin Dovah Melech said, I don't want, nothing to do with it. But we have the ability to change because we have this makeup. We have Avram Yitzchak and Yaakov within us. When it's done by Tzkiyas Shofar, that is the abilities we have to, as a Shem, make a change within ourselves and for future generations.
I couldn't believe it.
Before Hashem, Kanadim,